CliffCentral.com.
All right, man, we're in here, finally. You know what? I just need to confess something. I really don't like traffic at all.
It doesn't like you either.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that traffic woke up this morning dreaming about you? Just like, yeah, I want some Jack in my life.
You know what? The whole day,
if
it felt that way.
If that's what happened, then okay. Yeah.
It really felt that
Did
way.
Did it?
Yeah, man.
It was like, targeting you especially.
Yeah, it was like, you know what? We need to get this Jack guy. Because clearly he doesn't have shit to do with his life, so why not?
Let's just fuck up his whole day.
Yeah, you know. But I refuse. I refuse.
You can't. Not on this last day of this month, and not on this last day when we're crossing over into October. Not on this last day when you have exciting things to do tomorrow.
Yes,
so it can't fuck with your energy, man.
It can't.
You are on
actually.
Right now.
I think at this point in time, I feel like. All of these things are happening because my weekend looks pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, as I was planning this weekend, the universe was like, okay. So you're going to have a good weekend. Watch this. Friday, terrific.
I suppose think of it like bad sex.
Yeah.
It's happened, but, you know, you've got something planned, something nice, something gourmet planned. For the weekend, you know, weekend special nyana there,
you know,
on the side.
It's so such. It actually, when you say it that way, it makes me feel a lot better.
The week's boring ass.
Yeah.
Literally, the week's boring ass
can just die.
That
right
guy.
Now. Yeah, it'll be like
forget
hey,
about yourself, man.
Forget you. In fact, it's like goodbye September. Like, you know what? I'm okay with you. We've had a couple of good weeks.
Yeah.
We've had 4 good weeks of September. It's fine. You can chuck. Plus, my biggest problem right now. With September is the fact that the weather just is not doing the right thing. Like during the day, it'll be warm and stuff.
Yeah. Actually,
if you're one of those early risers, you'll be a little bit cold. You're gonna have to put on a jersey, that kind of vibe. You know, as the day progresses, you're gonna have to take off more. The later the day gets, you're gonna have to put on more. It's like hooking up with a chick that does not know if she wants to hook up with you. You know what I'm saying? Like yes, no, maybe. I'll think about it. You
but
know?
That's what we all like, though. We like that hot and cold.
You like
that.
That
little
hot
bit
and
of
cold.
Innocence. Like, no, no, don't hold me like that.
No. I don't like that shit, man.
Look at
like,
London,
I, like. No, I feel like if we are, like, if we go out to a party or whatever, and you decide that my house is the place where you want to sleep, you're not just going to get there and sleep. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
You are not a bed and breakfast.
I am not.
Listen
am
to this
not.
Motherfucker right now.
I'm just saying.
You're all about that ass, man.
Seriously, why am I wrong to be that way? You know what? We've actually got a lady in studio. We might as well introduce you right about now. You know, because the looks that you've been giving
she's
us.
She's been covering up. Like, you're let
you
me
know
hide
I mean?
My body.
Yeah, she's thinking we're gonna just jump over this. Like, okay, screw the show. We're jumping on Londi. Like, seriously?
I came for cats, so hey. It might just have.
How are you doing, Londi?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know, which is basically everybody, Londi is going to be hooking up with a little feature, you know? But towards the end of the show, she's going to be giving us, you know, the feminine touch.
The Londi sauce.
Yeah, man.
The hot sauce in her bag.
There's so much testosterone. And
slay,
stuff.
Girl,
it's
slay.
It's not that great for the ambiance, you know what I mean?
Straight up.
But, okay, I can promise you this much, you're safe. We're not going to jump your bones.
Okay.
Like, we are not those kind of guys, okay?
I can live with that.
Yeah, I mean, we ask, you know? We don't just take.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, it's
okay.
It's not necessarily quid pro quo, like scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type thing. It's not like that. It's like.
The give and take type of situation.
Yeah, man. As in, if you down, then I'm down.
Well,
then
we're
getting down.
Then we both game. If we both game, then why not?
You know. Thank you.
I have no fucking idea what's going on right now.
I'm glad you're in the dark. I'm making some new connections. You're no longer the closest person to me in the studio. That's all I know. That's what
feminine
I know.
Feminine touch.
Only by virtue of proximity, it seems.
Seemingly.
What's going down is Spring Fiesta tomorrow, which you're doing. I am so... I'm annoyed that I'm not going with you.
I don't know what's wrong with your life, but
just by the way, Londi, he asked me first. Just by the way. He said, let's go to Spring Fiesta before... If he did ask you, that is.
Don't put me on the spot like that. What's wrong with you?
Still waiting.
Don't put me on the spot like that. I can't believe you do something like that. So wrong, man. Anyway, you've also got some interesting things happening.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Man. Tomorrow I'm doing the Wine Symphony Festival at Monte.
At Monte Casino.
Monte Casino. That should be absolutely radical, man. Gourmet foods, craft beers, wines. So absolutely looking forward to that.
Is that your kind of thing, though? Like, since you told me that's where you're going, I've always wanted to know, like, is that, like, wine tasting your kind of vibe?
No, I'll be wine drinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we trade places?
Where are you
going?
Because
that's my kind of...
Is that thing. Your kind of...
Oh,
That's my shit.
So yeah, you just decided right then and there that...
Forget Spring Fiesta, Jack can
jump off a cliff.
Wait. Right now, I'm having a little moment.
You're having a little
woman
moment.
A woman moment is to...
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking, right? I'm not going to let you have... I'll let you have your moment,
mm-hmm.
but I've already made up my mind, so... You're not going. Now.
Off the list, just like this. So, yeah, there's going to be an orchestra, the Johannesburg Orchestra, playing there as well. So, that should be absolutely insane. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go there in my happy socks.
Yeah.
Look dapper, look good, and just enjoy the day.
You know, the very, like, I've been to most probably 2 wine affiliated events. Like, there was this one time I went to a wine tasting with my dad, and he didn't actually tell me the rules, okay? Like, you're supposed to guggle this thing and then spit it out. And typical of my dad and myself, we got there a little bit late.
Yeah.
You know? So we didn't hear the opening ceremony, you know, the whole, this is what you're supposed to do, wada, wada, wada. And, I mean, it was the first time my dad took me any place where there were other adults. You know what I mean? I was like 19. Yeah. We get there, and, I mean, there's wine everywhere, okay? Like, different shades, different colors, different, you know, Merlot, Sauvignon Blanc, all of that stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm. And there was, I forgot the name of that wine, but I mean, this thing was delicious, okay? It was so...
How do you forget a name of... A delicious wine.
I'll tell you why.
How do you do that?
Because my dad had to carry me to the car. That's how I forgot what I was drinking. Like, I had a turn up. Like, can you imagine? There were sophisticated people.
With wine. You had a turn up with wine.
Yeah. It was the first and last time I did that, actually.
Wow.
Seriously. I mean, they had, you know.
Look at your life.
Right.
You know?
They had these little platters and stuff of food around and all of this stuff. Like, with different cheeses and all of this stuff. And... I tried most probably 2 or 3 up until I found that one sweet, delicious wine. Like, it tasted like
a
cocktail.
Sweet?
Yeah, it was like a cocktail vibe kind of thing. I don't know. I'm not a big wine person. That's why. So, I had a sip, and as I was supposed to spit it out, I was like, no, actually.
That'll be
okay, it's gone.
I was like, look, there's a better place for you to be, and it's called my stomach, okay? So, I ended up having like... 10 or 15 glasses of the same wine. Like, I would walk around acting like I was trying everything else, then go back to the same spot and just doubt it. It was a good night, though.
Yeah, it sounds like
you had fun.
Yeah, I mean, that I think that was the point.
It sounds more like, it sounds like you had way too much fun. But what I like about this, the Wine Symphony Fest that's happening tomorrow, is that it's more than just wine. And it's happening over 3 days. It's today, it's tomorrow, and Sunday as well.
Okay.
So there's whiskeys, I mean, there's craft beers, and there's actual gourmet food prepared by chefs.
Yeah.
As well. So it's more than just one wine. Sort of mindset going on there.
So it's kind of like the delicious festival.
Yeah. You know? For alcohol.
My thing is, like... let me ask you guys, you just mentioned, Londi, that you like those kind of wine tasting kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Those, is that the one place you'd like to spend your Saturday or your weekend?
A Friday night, rather.
A Friday night?
Yeah.
Why Friday? I mean, Friday, for me, Fridays is clubs, you know, house party.
We are wired differently.
Okay.
I prefer to kick off my weekend like a little bit slow.
Yeah.
And then progress.
Build momentum.
You know?
Okay.
And then we take it from Saturday, then now we can go wild.
All right. I know the type of debaucherous things you get up to.
Look, man, you're lucky if you get me out the house. So I'm an at-home type of person.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Find me at home, watching TV.
Like you, hey?
What do you mean
believe
so not like
it
me?
Believe it or not. hot off the presses, extra, extra. Straight read up. All
weirdest
about it.
Weirdest thing ever.
Straight up.
About you.
I'm a boring guy. Like, I'm a normal, I'm your average type of guy on the couch.
Average is good.
And they've got Friday night football now, so I'm catching up on that. Yeah. That's what I'm doing the whole weekend, really. So I don't know what type of energy, what type of vibe I would sort of be attracted to. But when I get down, I get down.
Yeah,
I fuck
sure.
shit up, man.
Mm.
I'm the life of the party.
Okay.
So you need to invite my ass.
Beat.
I'm the fucking heartbeat of everything.
It's actually crazy. Like, partying with Noah is not...
I'm a good time. That's how I was close on that. I'm a good time.
It is. Look, I will not sit here and talk rubbish and say it's not a good time. It really is a good time. But at some point, I can guarantee during that night, you're going to have a shouting match with Noah. You're like... Get off the table!
He basically fucks it up.
All the time. All the time. So at least that's a good way to hang out, right? My thing is, I honestly wish, if I had it my way, I would be going to jazz bars all the time, every day. For me, it's incredible to me that someone can make you feel things by strumming a guitar blowing a trumpet.
It's the most wonderful thing ever.
I mean, it's crazy. And yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Miles Davis's death.
Mm, mm.
And I was like,
they all have the movie, bro.
There is a movie. It's called Miles Ahead. Don Cheadle plays Miles Davis.
I haven't seen it.
I have, and honestly speaking, it left me a little bit disappointed, and I'll tell you why.
Like, when did it come out?
Earlier on this year, actually.
What is
it? Yeah. It disappointed me because it doesn't really go into the life of Miles Davis. Like, there's a lot of fictional stuff in there.
Yeah.
And they've added extra kind of things. They show his relationship with his wife, Frances Davis. So, I mean, she's her character is so minimalized, you know. But her importance to Miles Davis, the real man, was immense. Like, I mean, this woman, it was deep. You get what I'm saying? She's on the cover of a couple of his records, you know.
Yeah.
So I just wish we could have seen Miles Davis from him being a child. Growing up and becoming Miles Davis as we know him, you know. But I guess
they did it the way
so
they
basically
possibly
they stole ours and Miles Davis movie. Yeah.
Thank you. I think so. It was an interesting interview.
No, guys, you want too much.
No. The fact that I haven't heard about it, I mean,
should tell you something.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, all right. So there's that side of things. You're going to Spring Fiesta.
Yes, man. Londi, you look like you are about to burst. What's on your mind?
Are we going to Spring? Yes, we are. I've made up my mind.
Londi.
Okay.
Like, you're playing both sides. How can you do this?
No, you see what you did?
It's called being a woman.
Sure.
It's every woman's prerogative anyway.
That word right there, prerogative.
The thing is, like, when Neo said he couldn't make it, like, I kind of invited somebody else. Unless you're willing to fill those shoes, because, I mean, those shoes need to be filled by somebody, you know.
We'll talk, Jack.
Okay.
We'll talk.
They've had a very interesting, a very cool build-up, as they always do to Spring Fiesta.
Yeah.
I saw one of the graphics they put out a while ago,
mm-hmm.
While they were still, you know, still months, counting down months to the event.
Yeah.
And it says there's options. Single, married, it's complicated, in a relationship, or waiting for Spring Fiesta. And obviously they ticked waiting for Spring Fiesta.
Yeah.
So people have been waiting eagerly for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the lineup is...
insane.
Yeah. I mean, who isn't on that? I feel like if you think that you are a major player in house music in this country and you are not in that lineup, then you are not a major
player.
You're
not a major player.
Actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone is big.
The last time I went to Spring Fiesta was 2012, right? And
that's long.
Yeah, it's been a couple.
2014.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 2014.
Yeah. I was a little bit irritated, I will tell you this much, with the fact that they got the layabouts to headline the Spring Fiesta for 2 years running.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, but I mean, there's so many people out there. But anyway, the first and only time I went there was 2012. And the coolest thing ever, Lars Barinroth. Do you know who Lars Barinroth is? Have you ever heard of a podcast called Deeper Shades of House?
Yeah.
That guy. the guy who hosts that show played a set just after I've come. And you know when it's like you step into the twilight zone, like you are in a different stratosphere completely to everyone else around you. I lost my mind, okay? His final track, Porsche Monique, joined him on stage. I couldn't have designed it better myself. So yeah. I'm actually eagerly waiting to see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Let's hope they're going to live up to your expectations. Let's just hope, because as much as we're excited, there are people who are like, yeah, well, it's not the same anymore here, yeah, this and that.
Yeah, I mean, complain and moan all you want, but I mean, with a lineup like this, I don't think you've got room to complain.
And we can't take away the fact that it's one of the biggest events in South Africa.
Not one of. The biggest.
The biggest.
Just right there, giving it the title.
Yeah, like.
Knockout, just there.
Right then.
Like, it is. It's huge.
All right, so on the What About Soul stage, hosted by Lulu Cafe, there are a couple of notable people that I'd really like to check out. There's this guy, Chocolate Bar. I don't know if you've heard of him. Seriously, he's from
what?
The Val. The first time I heard him playing was in The Val. And I mean, this... I couldn't express that in English. But
no, you can't.
Mutozalang Namba.
What's his name?
Chocolate bar.
Sounds like a soap you use in prison.
Oh,
just a thought. That's where my mind went.
More like the soap you dropped in prison.
That says a lot about you.
You know, okay, so Chocolate Bar would be interesting to check out. The couple always delivers.
Of course.
Always delivers. Lulu Cafe, I heard him play a couple of weeks ago at the Spring Jumbo.
Spring Jumbo, I heard he was amazing.
He was very nice. That was very dope. And I think it was a bit unfortunate that he played that early. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that packed. I feel like more people should have checked him out. Ndingangaba from the USA. You remember Summer Breeze? He's gonna be
damn.
Yeah. So that's gonna be interesting to check out. I think Rocco as well, Ralph Gum, Lars Baronroth is coming back.
Imagine.
And to end it off, at Jazz. Oh man.
Man.
And that's just one stage.
That's one stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There's another stage here.
I would not wear heels to this.
You can't.
Who would actually do that to themselves?
A first timer?
No, you didn't do that.
Okay. No, that's silly.
So
that's
tips silly. For Spring Fiesta, don't wear heels.
I feel like that should have been...
Sneakers. No pumps, please.
When you think about it, certain things don't need to be said. Like, there's no real reason why you should tell someone not to wear heels to an event like this.
I mean...
I mean...
Common sense.
Come now. Hey, wake up. Join us. You know,
guys, if you've never been, if it's your first time.
No, but come on.
No.
Come
no,
on.
No.
Okay.
Come on.
No, I mean,
on.
Why would you?
Like, no.
No.
All right.
Why? I mean, even Baliza, who's our producer, she's saying no.
I'm not going heel shopping anymore. It's fine.
You can't. Come on.
I was going to.
No, I mean, it's silly. It's like going to a golf course in heels. Why would you walk
exactly.
on grass in heels?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't even wear heels and I know this. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
House of Flavor stage. Okay.
Oh, that guy. That stage.
I don't know. I'm a bit about this stage, but the one person I'd like to check out is DJ Frankie. He should have been here by now. I don't know where the hell he is.
You know, he's got such a familiar face now because he's also on TV.
Yeah.
But he's got such a I think I saw him in the bathroom earlier. I saw him dip in and then dip out.
Okay.
So I yeah.
And
I can't say what I look alike to him. I'm trying to translate. It's not
no. Happy. But I mean, why would he dip in and out of the bathroom?
Exactly. I don't dip in and out.
No, I was kidding. He did his thing and then he went out. I don't know what he was doing.
He would step in and out of the bathroom.
Interesting choice of words, though.
Very interesting. I feel like living in your head would be like so painful, man.
Don't we all have like interesting times in our heads?
The fact that you're actually thinking about that.
Don't we all have interesting times in our heads?
We do, but
it feels like you are taking it to another level.
I'm going through a thing right now where I want to respond music, like in music.
Okay.
Like in musical sentences, that's what I want to do.
All right.
Like use a song to just as a response. I wish I had a button actually, just you could press and be like, You know, just,
You remind me of that episode of Big Bang Theory where Raj got some t-shirt with a speaker on it.
What?
And it would play these stupid sound effects. Have you seen the episode?
Yeah.
If you had seen it, you'd understand what we're talking about.
No, but between the pair of you, a Christmas gift, we're like 2 months away now, hey?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna beat about the bush. I'm not buying you a t-shirt with a speaker on it. I refuse.
Okay.
Anyway, House of Flavor stage, right? Wow. We got, okay, DJ Frankie is in the building. He's in the studio right now.
It's like we summoned him.
Yes.
Finally. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's gonna be rocking out there tomorrow. Prince Gabe B is another person I wanna see. I've never actually seen him live. So it'll be interesting to check him out. Another person I think is really, really cool, Moby Dixon. Mm-hmm. That'll be nice to check out. Mo Flavor as well. Always kills that girl.
Lonely for other reasons.
She's
holding her heart like, yo.
Not even.
Men crush Monday.
I just respect the guy's work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
I respect his work ethic. He's just wonderful.
All right, cool. And then the main arena, okay? This is the Soul Candy Live stage, like the main arena, right? You've got headliners one after the other, man. Cy and Ribbiton, those guys are crazy. So nice. Zano, Moby Dixon is also going to be there for a live set. Monique Bingham, I feel like she's a South African citizen right now.
I mean,
like, she should just, you know, text you to my love. You are South African. Forget it, man. One group that I know a lot of people haven't seen in many years and are just dying to check them out for sure, Boom Shak.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that though.
Why don't you know how you feel about that?
I just
that's
how I feel about that.
You just broke Tembi Jr. and Theo's hearts, just so you know. Just because you lead, you know,
I don't think it would be complete, for lack of a better word.
I am more interested to find out what it is they do without Level. It'll be interesting to check out. I don't know, and hopefully because they gave me accreditation and everything, I'll be able to meet up with Tembi Siete. Firstly, ask her how does she continue looking that young.
Bruh.
And then secondly, I want to understand what happened with the sneeze to the knees to this. Like,
yeah,
you must explain those lyrics. She
but
must
I think
finally
she's
explain
been,
it.
I think she doesn't know how to explain because she's been asked that question and she doesn't seem to know the answer to the question.
No, it's funny goodness. We need the truth. Someone must. I'm going to walk up to her and say, yeah, wait again, Ostembi.
You'd be like the 50th person to actually ask that question.
You know what I feel?
Good luck in getting an answer, though.
I think here's my theory about this, right? I think that people, when they're on like mass media platforms, like on TV or radio or whatnot, they might not always give you the exact answer. Like, I feel
straight up.
Tembi might just whisper in my ear, Jack. Look, to be honest with you, I don't know what I was saying, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? I feel she might just be like, no, I was trying to be cool, and all I could come up was sneeze to the knees, and it riot. All I know is, next week Friday, I'll come back with an answer.
Yes, that's your talk.
Okay.
Good.
We shall wait.
That is my
assignment. Don't even tweet it. Exclusive.
No. It's going to be exclusive. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's if I can, you know, get even close to her. You know?
You said you've got access to how.
Yeah, I've got access. My problem is, like, hot women sometimes leave me starstruck. Like, that's the truth. There was a time I walked in here at the Cliff Central Studios.
Yeah.
And Claire Moisa was just walking around the studio. I don't know what she was doing here or what was happening.
And you just stood there.
I mean, she was. I couldn't believe it. She was right there in front of me. Like, I was like, oh my. It's you! And nothing came out. Like,
yeah.
I didn't say anything. I couldn't. Most probably, I didn't even blink. But I can't really.
You probably thought you were like a statue there in the corner.
Yeah, like.
I don't
like
imagine Jack being starstruck, though. I mean.
It takes a particular type of woman.
Woman, not person.
Yeah, I mean, guys can't leave me starstruck. I'd be like, ah. You know? I mean, I when I met Black Coffee, I was like, ah. The
dude,
king.
Like, yeah.
You know? And we had a chat. And I was like, how you doing, man? No guy is going to leave me starstruck. In fact, the only man that would have left me starstruck is dead. Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Just the only guy.
Just before we get to Frankie, one question real quick. Did you give Coffee a manly handshake? A manly, strong, firm handshake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. What I can tell you is, whoever got slapped by that guy woke up with a massive
headache.
What was
the purpose of that question, though?
That right there. What did you just say?
Exactly. Whoever that dude is, when that cap flew off, it explained the whole situation.
I'm just a shit starter, man.
Apparently changed the colors.
Oh, wow. Bombs, even. What's happening? Lon D, what are you doing?
It's crazy. I mean, walking up to that guy thinking that he's soft or whatever is the worst mistake you'll ever make in your life.
And now it can never happen again.
It'll never happen again. It'll never happen again.
I saw that it was called Slaptembergate or Slaptember, something like that.
Why do we have to name these things? Just say Black Coffee
have
slapped someone.
Have you seen
someone. The memes? The memes are deep.
Yeah, they are.
The memes are deep. I saw the Dragon Ball Z one.
Yo.
It took me back, man.
You know? Died. Literally died for a few minutes. I was like, what? I was never ready for that.
It was too nice, man. So deep. All right. So, DJ Frankie has finally joined us. He's in the building. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Chilled. Thank you very much for joining us.
Am I late?
Well, we'll leave that. It's open to interpretation.
Unless if you were in the toilet earlier, then yeah.
No,
then
I drove to the wrong place.
Oh, okay.
I was at down the road at Tele something.
Oh,
Telemedia.
Yes.
Which is next door.
I thought it was here.
Ah. No, but it's fine. These things happen, man. At the end of the day, you were here. And we can finally chat to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the genesis. Where did this begin? How did you even think of being a DJ? Why are you a DJ? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I started DJing in... Well, let me start the journey, actually.
Yeah.
I was in high school, and I used to listen to a lot of YFM.
Okay.
And the year 2000, I met a guy from Y. His name is Adil.
Yeah.
Who's now on Metro.
Yes.
He allowed me to shadow him for the whole of the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I saw a lot of things, a lot of people, and I fell in love. I fell in love with DJing.
Yeah.
I watched DJ Kent play live, who was my neighbor at the time, and then I just decided from there, this is what I want to do.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your relationship with music, like growing up, what type of influences were around you?
My older sister is a big influence in terms of my passion for music. She used to love blazing the radio so loudly on Sundays, listening to Metro FM while she's cleaning, you know. And then my aunt, my mom. I'm raised by a lot of women, so
okay.
My taste is that side.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very melodic.
Anyway.
Feminine.
Love it. I was watching the music video for your latest single, the one that's out right now,
yes.
A Night to Remember, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the character in the music video? Who's the guy that you are playing? Have you come across that type of person?
That's me, actually.
Are you that guy?
I'm that guy. I'm me. So.
Not an alter ego.
No, it's not. It's just... That's Frankie right there.
So for those who haven't seen the music video, can you just sort of detail what it is you're doing in the music video?
Well, in the music video, there's a guy called Chisa.
Hey.
Who is the guy I'm with next to on the video. Me and him are broke guys from Gokasi, and we go to this car wash because it's end of the month.
And just like today.
Just like today. We go to the car wash in our old car, and then we spot some girls there, and we... try Mac on them, but our problem is we don't have a nice car. And then this guy in a GTI pulls up with his girl, and we trick the car wash attendants that this is our car and not someone else's car.
Yeah.
The GTI. And then we end up leaving with the GTI and with the girls that we spotted at the car wash. And we end up at the Sands at some other club, and we light our way in there. We said we're DJs, but we weren't DJs. And we ended up playing and having a good time.
Yeah.
It's a pity the video was 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline is a bit longer than that, but yeah.
Why didn't you expand on it? I mean, the story, when I was watching the video during the week, because I knew you were coming through, I was like, okay, I need to find a couple of questions to ask this guy.
Yeah.
Which is the question, one of the questions was what Neil just asked you. I felt like you could have, why couldn't you just spread it out a little bit more?
It was, I mean, the way it was shot like that. the upload on YouTube is the TV edit.
Okay.
So I think we should upload the full version.
Yeah, man.
And the main reason was TV. They literally give you a limit between 320 and 340.
Yeah.
Beyond that, they might not play your video.
What I appreciate about your music videos is that they're always very conceptual. You know, they're different, man.
Yeah.
It's not the regular sort of, okay, we're here, there are girls, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
There's a storyboard to it, which is great. Tonight as well with Nandingoma as well, a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, Nandimatita now.
And yes. Get it right. She's gone forever. Have
that's respect. How I feel.
Have respect.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
My woman. And the other one was Noli Knowles.
Noli Knowles.
Yeah. Missing You. Always very conceptual. Which is, I suppose, if you watch really those music videos, it's not a surprise that you are now a football. An actor.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of tweets, people respond like, hey, you're in Isiba, you're on Isibaya, what's going on? Oh my God, acting things. But it's not a surprise that you should be in acting.
Yeah. No, I started acting in primary school as something to pass time.
Yeah.
Like while get me to Kumbi and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I started acting and then I left it for a long time and I focused on music. And then Kutwano from Bomb Production said to me, yo, how do you feel about doing this? Have you ever acted before? And I said, yeah, I acted 3 years ago on Taxi Ride with David Gao. We can give it a shot. And then, so DJ Frankie will be appearing on Isibaya maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Playing DJ Frankie as usual.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting with a lot of notable people in this country. Like, it seems as if everyone keeps jumping in the same direction. Like, you'll have a person who will start off as a radio presenter, then put out a mixtape or a compilation. Then from the compilation, they pop up on Isibaya. Was this always your plan? Like, was it something that you envisioned?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like this at all. My plan was, I've always loved radio.
Yeah.
So that was my number one priority. I wanted to be a radio presenter.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like, I think that's my problem with a lot of things. I feel like you need to be connected to get into certain things, and the people that deserve those things don't get them.
So true. So preach. Preach.
Very true.
So that's why I didn't focus my attention on radio. I just decided, okay, let me do something that I can do myself, play music for people wherever I want to play.
Yeah.
And everything else comes into place as you go along.
Yeah.
So you don't really have a pattern.
Yeah.
It just falls into place as you go along.
I just want to talk about your compilations for a second. You've put out a couple of compilations.
Yeah.
How I've always wanted to know, how do you find this music? What goes into knowing which track to select and all of this stuff? Like, what is your process?
Yeah. So the process is you get signed into a label.
Yeah.
So I was signed into Soul Candy, I think 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit old. I'm 33.
So no, it's nah.
You don't even look a day older than.
When I pull these years, don't be, you know.
No, it's fine.
So 2006, I got signed into Soul Candy. I was still a student at UJ at the time. Nothing happened. Just made some songs here and there, and then in a label, there's a guy that does A&R for the label. They get the music and we get to listen to them and decide, oh, this is going to be a hit, this is not going to be a hit. So when I signed, Soul Candy was about, I think, 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with an idea of releasing multiple compilations. So you pay $140 for four CDs.
Four CDs, yeah.
So they needed someone that was going to mix an old school disc on the album. And then I was mixing on 5FM already.
Yeah.
A mix called the Campus Mix.
Yeah.
And the Campus Mix was a bit of a throwback mix. So they thought I'm the perfect candidate for this one. And then coming to the track selection of the album, we literally picked the hits. It was a bit easier for me because I could pick the hits from
yesterday,
the years back, and see, okay, this one worked, this one didn't work. And we just put them together and, we mixed it, hey. The way I mixed it was like I'm playing a set. If you listen to it, it starts mellow and then it just
builds, it picks up. Yeah.
And then it drops. So that's how I mixed it.
All right. And venturing now into your own music, now when you're featuring Noli Knowles and your Nandi Madidas of the world.
Yeah.
How do you go about that?
Well, you know, it's a bit difficult. That stage of the business is a bit difficult than when you're under a label.
Yeah.
So when I started making my own music under myself, well, that was in 2011, just after the World Cup.
Yeah.
It was difficult finding vocalists, finding proper studios. Like the song I did with Nandi was literally done in a back room at my house.
Yeah.
I didn't know Nandi. I had actually met her through Mini a few months before that, mm-hmm. but I was a bit drunk.
Okay.
So when I bumped into her, I didn't remember her. She's like, "Hey, do you remember me? What? I can sing, da 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 da." And then we just went into studio, played around, and it turned out that she can sing and she's good at writing.
Yeah.
And that's how we came up with the first song. And that's when I decided I'll release a solo album.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Obviously, I mean, you're incredibly busy. But do you think that you owe yourself more music?
Yes, I do. But the challenge is things change in the industry. People don't buy as many CDs as they used to. Mm-hmm. So you have to release a song at a time. You don't release a whole album at a time. Because you'll end up losing money, paying studio time, paying for videos, and you don't know what's going to happen. Which song is going to go big and which song is not going to work. So it's all a gamble.
How difficult is that gamble? I mean, I would imagine, okay, I'm in the process of recording some music myself.
Mm-hmm.
Every single song I've recorded so far is my favorite. Like, each one of them is my baby, okay? Mm. And outside of the people that are with me while we're working in the studio, they can't tell me anything. Like, you can't say a single word about my babies.
Mm.
You know, how do you separate yourself from... In fact, you're teaching me now, by the way.
Yeah.
How do you separate yourself from, you know, having that idea that this is my song and letting other people, you know, determine which song to put out and that kind of thing?
I mean, you know, a lot of DJs, what they do is DJs, producers, they'll release a song. They have a network of other DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So you make a song, master it, send it out to DJs.
Yeah.
Don't release it. Then you will see it will start booming, like in certain parts of the country. Well, it depends on your network.
Yeah.
It'll start booming and then you'll see, okay, this is something good.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that works. Then you can decide, okay, this is the first single. This is the one we're doing a video for. This is the one we're marketing. This is the one we're sending to radio.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying when you say every song is your favorite when you're listening to it. Every producer feels like that until it's time for the people to decide.
Yeah.
So the easiest way is to just send it out to a few DJs, see how it works out, play it on radio if you've got access to people on radio, and then that's how it is. But some songs get made and they just sit there and one day they just blow up, like Babes with Duma.
Yeah,
that song is almost 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
but it just blew up now.
Now, yeah.
So if the producers of the Destruction Boys just sat there and they said, the song's not gonna work, they would have lost out on a big thing.
Yeah,
like a really, really huge song.
While we're busy talking lessons and giving advice, you're married.
Thanks, by the way.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm
sorry.
You're a married man, and you just your gorgeous baby daughter just got born.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I see a lot of guys actually in the industry, they go through their 20s and in their 30s sort of settle down and get married. Mm. How important is that foundation, or to have that stability in terms of the lifestyle that you guys live?
Yeah.
You know, having kohai, you know, something to go back to, someone to go back to.
It's very important. Even being single and being in your 20s is also important. But back to being in the 30s and being married, it's important because you can't do something for too long. And the lifestyle we live, the things that happen in the streets at night, the things that happen in the clubs at night, you need something in your head that says, okay, I need to go home now. And building something with someone is better than building something with a lot of people.
There you go, boys. There it is right there.
you've been in here just informing all the time. It's like every time you speak, I feel like saying, preach,
preach,
preach.
You must write a book, I say.
No, I think Euphonic must write a book.
That would be a book I would read. I would read.
Yeah.
Speaking of Euphonic, I don't know if you caught the interview he did with Scoop Macatini.
Yes, yes, yes.
The cover. I mean, there's a lot of things that he was talking about. But what I want to ask you about is your relationship with notoriety, being known.
How is it
for you a difficult thing? Is it easy? You know, having people walk up to you at random spots, you know, DJ Frankie, you know, how do you deal with fame?
Well, for me, it's much easier than a few other guys, because I'm not that famous.
Okay.
I can still walk through a mall and maybe have 3-4 people. And like when I walk with my other friends, it's like, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's sometimes it has its benefits. Sometimes it's just like, I don't want to say anything to anyone. I just want to walk and carry on with whatever I'm doing. But any industry you get into comes with its own challenges.
Yeah.
And I guess for those that are very, very famous, I guess they know how to handle it better than those that are not.
How cool is your wolf pack? I look at this the video you shot with Nandi.
Yeah.
And you could name drop. It's just like cameo. How cool is your wolf pack? And how important is to have, you know, people that want to move with you instead of past you, in a sense?
Well, my wolf pack is like all of the guys that I'm going to mention are my friends. Like I've known these guys since 2004. Okay, I'll start with this chain of friends that I have. Okay. 2004, I got registered into UJ. Met up with Temba, who's Euphonic. We started doing events at UJ. We were spin agents for Smirnoff Spin. This is in 2005, 2006. We were throwing parties, Melville, da 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 da. And then there was the Vets camp of DJs, which was Spare, Dimples, Milkshake, those three.
Yeah.
And then UJ was just me and Euphonic. And then Kent was my neighbor, so Kent became part of Euphonic Frankie. Then Spare, the guys from Vets, decided to throw a party called Vets versus UJ. So we had to plan things from the UJ side, and they had to plan things from
the Vets side.
The Vets side.
Yeah.
Those parties were extremely massive, and we all became one big squad of friends. And then we worked for a company called Student Village. Saw what we were doing.
Yeah.
And they came up with campaigns for us, and we met up with Fresh, who became a bit of a mentor. And then Euphonic started mixing on Fresh's show at YFM, together with Kent. And then they all moved to 5FM. Now the crew is me, Euphonic, Spare, Naves, Dimples, Milkshake. This is a WhatsApp group, by the way.
Real life from Squad Go.
Yeah. CEO. And there's a lot of us. There's quite a bit of us. But yeah, it's very important to hang with people that are in your circles, whatever. Doctors hang out with doctors, nurses hang out with nurses, DJs hang out with DJs.
Yeah.
We help each other out. I mean, even on our WhatsApp group, we give each other a lot of information. What's new, what's not new, who's saying what about what, who slept who, who did what. So we just, yeah, it's very important to have a network of DJs.
Can we have some screenshots from that group, please? Screenshots, please.
Nah.
Oh, man.
So my girlfriend sees that you're coming by this Friday onto this particular show, and she says, and I want to know your comment on this, on her statement. What I know is that he's an underdog, and he's one of those DJs that's respected for longevity,
yeah.
I think. Is that you? Does that encompass Frankie?
Yes, that's, I mean, when you asked me earlier on about how I walk through places, about famous and stuff like that, that's me. That's what I want. I'll be with the guys, but I don't want to be up there, because I know the pressures, I know the problems that these guys have, so I don't want those things. So I'd rather be like a Fistas Mixwell. Fistas has been DJing since 96.
Yeah.
So that's almost 20 years. 20 years. Spitz has been DJing since 96. He's never been South Africa's most famous DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets booked every week.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm booked every week.
Hey,
how about Shrek?
So,
yeah. Swiper more.
That's what I would prefer.
That's dope. That's really dope. Yeah. I mean, it's clear that humility means a lot to you.
Yeah.
Being humble is one of those things that a lot of people don't seem to get.
Yeah.
You know, I've come across a lot of, you know, up there people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just difficult trying to have a conversation with those people. And from what I can tell, that is not you at all. And
yeah.
I think that's so dope, man. So cool.
Maybe it has to do with the thing that I'm not that famous. Maybe it does. Because the guys that are very famous, some people say they're arrogant, but when I look at those people, I think maybe he's not that arrogant. Maybe, I don't know. But I think fame does a lot. Fame is a drug.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Miss Londi.
Yes.
You've been sitting there very quiet.
I'm being a lady.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me be a gentleman.
All the questions that I wanted to ask him, he just summed it up with his
right?
Life. Yeah. I wanted to ask him what sets him apart.
Yeah.
I mean, how important it is for him to build those long-term relationships with his fellow DJs.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many house DJs out there.
There are a lot.
What sets him apart? And he just gave us an answer.
Yeah, the industry is a bit fluctuated. Everyone is a DJ. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So Meezy has a show and...
Yeah.
Real life is I love that you are Frankie, and I love that you're amazing.
Yeah, thanks,
essentially,
man.
Even on Twitter, like, you, I think you're a very cool guy. Now I want to see if you know your tweets.
Okay.
If it was you or someone else. So these are tweets. I'm not saying they're yours or not. You must answer if they're yours or not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yours or his or hers. So this tweet says at Woolworths SA. I'm absolutely loving this new recipe.
That's fine.
Ah. Okay.
Immediately. There was one that was commented on a sort of an advert that says, buy any three dermatological...
That is mine.
Okay, that's the one. Thank you for saving me there. Rescue!
Dermalogica.
English
never loved us.
Our mother tongue.
Last one. Can't entertain everyone on these Twitter streets. Sorry.
That's me.
Nailed it.
That dude, is so true, though.
Like, you couldn't find one that just threw him off a little bit?
No, the thing
and
is...
And I went back,
yeah. I don't tweet... Like, I don't tweet a lot. Like, the other, like, I don't know if you guys follow Jabu, these people that promote clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just live on Twitter. So I tweet maybe, the most I tweet is on from Thursday all the way until Sunday.
Yeah.
For my gigs. And then that's it.
All right, man. You know what? Frankie, it's been so dope hanging out with you, man. I think you are, you know what? Before today... You, in my mind, you were one of those DJs that should be the biggest thing in the country, but are not,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were going to be something completely different, but you exceeded all my expectations. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
No, that's good. That's
it's
good.
It's been so refreshing. And for that tip that you gave me earlier on, thank you, man.
I'll see you guys at Spring Fiesta.
Of course.
I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, man. It's going to be too nice. In fact, hopefully after Spring Fiesta, I can jump into your CD bag and never come home.
Good luck.
All right, man. For those of you that, would like to keep the conversation going, all you have to do is use the hashtag 20-something. And we'll catch up with you next week, Friday. I can't believe it's done already. It's crazy.
So much fun.
It is so insane. But Londi,
mm-hmm.
yeah, first day, so far so good. Now, what do you think? Yes, no, maybe?
Straight up. Doing the damn thing the right way. I'm loving it.
All right. So next week, you're going to be here, 20-something on Cliff Central. Thank you so much for those of you that were listening live. And if you downloaded the podcast, thank you. CliffCentral.com.